station. Bloodshot eyes looking for the sun. Paradise delivered and we call it a vacation. Vacation. Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听看云英语带给你的节目。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
那经常有我们的听众用户留言说很喜欢看云英语，因为我们教大家的都是非常接地气的英语啊。Which I agree,、
right.
and I hope so. 但是诶想了半天，我们好像没有教过大家接地气这个说法，英语到底怎么说。
Yeah, because there are some times when it really, reallymatches with an English phrase, but a lot of times it doesn't.
对，前两天我们看云英语有个会员课程， Adam 在解释一个英语词儿，那个词儿叫 pretentious.
Right.
Pretentious is the very opposite. Of 接地气，非常不接地气。然后他说 pretentious, 中文就是装。
But I said another, yeah.
对，我这就不说了。然后其实就有很多用户就说，哦，天哪 ，Adam， 你怎么用这个词？因为这不文明嘛。然后也有很多用户说，啊，没关系，他 Adam 很接地气了，
right.
这些都用了。Anyway， 然后也有很多用户说，啊，没有没有 ，Adam is so down to earth， 他用了这个词。但是我和 Adam 都觉得在这个情况下接地气就可能 down to earth 不是一个最好的说法。
Right, right.
那今天呢我们就跟大家说说在不同情况底下接地气英语怎么说。OK, 那你听了我们的节目想要更好的学习我们跟你说的内容呢就可以看我们的微信公众号。因为在每一篇公众号的推送里面除了你可以听节目你也可以配套的看这个文字版本。所以大家来搜索关注我们一下开言英语开放的开语言的言啊。OK, 那前面说到 down to earth, so that's the phrase you're mentioning, right?
Right.
就是和接地气比较像的。
Well, like I said before, I think maybe 60% of the time, down to earth means...
和接地气比较像的是吧。OK, 好，那前面我们已经说了英语的那个说法 down to earth, 这个就是 Adam 前面说的和中文比较字面上对应的是吧。
Sometimes.
我说的字面上对应就是我们说接地气嘛，大地土地 ，and in that phrase down to earth,、earth 就是地面土地，
right.
对吧？
Right,
大地，
right, right.
那 down to earth， 查字典它可能就是说一个很就是很实在很朴实。
Yeah, it's really sensible, practical.
Okay, so those are two other words you can use, right?
Well, so this is the thing is that situation we talked about before with my.
My comment,
right, that's not sensible or practical.
那我们还一点一点来说了。那首先比如形容一个人、a person, 就是这个人很接地气。中文里面我觉得就是说他很实在他不高高在上他不就是不装然后他是 you know, 跟群众打成一片。
Right.
这个时候英语可以说Like, he's a very down-to-earth
person. Down-to-earth person, yeah.
So it just means, you know, this person is not... 高高在上英语可以...
Stuck up.
Oh, stuck up. 就是...
Snobby.
Snobbish,
yeah.
right? Snobby. 就不是那种很骄傲,很看不起别人。A very down-to-earth person. 或者形容一个人的个性,对吧?
Right, the personality can also be down-to-earth.
Yeah. Adam's got a very down-to-earth personPersonality, 也行。OK, 除了人呢还有什么情况下可以用 down to earth 来形容这种很接地气
Oh, so many. I mean, we said personality, ideas, style. I guess even a restaurant.
所以地方 like places.
A place can be, yeah.
这倒是因为像比如你说的饭店有些饭店就是特别 fine dining 那种高级餐饮的 Usually they're not very down to earth.
Not down to earth, right.
又要讲到我们最近的一个会员课程是说上海那个新发布的米其林指南嘛、我记得那个课程对话里就是有说什么 Oh, are there all fine dining restaurants or, you know, is there any down-to-earth restaurant on the list?
Right.
就形容一个 down-to-earth restaurant 就是从 menu items 它的 offer 的提供的菜品到可能装潢啊什么的、它都是反正我去就是能吃饱的I understand everything on the menu.
Right.
不是说有些 fine dining, 你读那个你都 What? What is it? 这是个什么菜啊对吧、那 就像饭店比如这个 atmosphere 这种气氛
Down to earth atmosphere, sure, yeah.
Just very relaxed, right?
Yeah, because you can imagine going to like a museum or maybe like an art gallery, and it's probably not very down to earth.
对的特别是什么当代艺术 contemporary art. No one gets it, 人家都不懂。
Right.
啊说到 gets it, 我觉得也是我们等一下后面跟大家说了也可以形容很接地气啊。
Right.
好那前面你已经说了一些人的想法 ideas 什么也可以用 down to earth 形容。觉得还有就是 attitude.
Yeah, that's probably a, for me anyway, that's one of the most important things.
态度。
Yeah.
Attitude.
Yeah, if somebody has a down-to-earth attitude, we will probably get along very well.
Get along 就是相处，对吧？和这样的接地气的态度相处，会觉得很舒服啊。或者还有像接地气，好像最早就是什么赵本山的那种小品啊，什么大家就那他那种幽默那种风格很接地气。
Well, this is again going back to our lesson, right? Adam has a very down-to-earth sense of humor.
可以这样形容吗？一个人的 sense of humor, 他的幽默感。
I don't want to say you can't say it, but it's I don't think it's as common as idea approach person.
你前面说的 approach, 就是做事情的方法，是吧？
Right, right.
比如像一个公司，他如果说搞 team building 团建，they took a very down to earth approach to team building, 就是大家平时多相处，在公司里不要什么事都发微信。就是多讲讲话不一定 like a not very down to earth approach to team building would be 我们一定要做很多的游戏请外面 consultant 给我们介绍什么什么的、
right.
对吧、
right.
好、OK 那我们讲了那么多 down to earth、因为就像 Adam 说的 60% of the time it does match with the Chinese 接地气、and you can use it in very similar ways 但是也有很多时候你就不能直接用 down to earth 来形容接地气、
right.
那么什么时候不能用呢
Okay, well, the first example that very easily comes to mind is English language.
比如很多用户说开源英语教的都是很接地气的英语。
Right.
如果你说you know, 开源英语 teaches us very down-to-earth English, 就听起来有点奇怪。
It's a little bit strange, but remember what I said before about sensible and practical?I mean, I guess language can be practical.
对，所以这个时候呢，其实用 practical 就比较好，对吧？因为 practical 的意思就是很实用的，
right.
很真实。所以其实大家也可以直接用 real or real world. Like 开源英语都是教的 real language, right?
Right.
Real world English. Very practical, 啊，很实用。我其实又想到就前两天你在那个会员课程里面说中文装那个词、然后很多用户说啊 Adam's very down to earth 说你很接地气这个时候他们用什么词来替代会比较好
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he just gets it.
他很懂中国的文化是吧中国的
Or maybe not. Maybe he doesn't
maybe
get
he doesn't.
it.
So to get it or someone really gets it, 就是他很明白、对吧这个 situation 啊就也可以。我觉得还有一个能用就是 authentic.
Well, that's what it is, right? Is, you know, when you use authentic language, it's the language that people actually speak.
对 authentic 就是很正宗很原汁原味、而且就是大家都会用的对吧、
right.
所以特别形容就是语言这个。If someone uses very authentic language, 比如你在学一门外语然后你用的英语都是很 authentic, 那就是很接地气然后很真实而且用的很对、
right.
对吧、OK, 那我们之前不是说 pretentious 这个词吗就是接地气的反义词、其实我觉得就把它变成 unpretentious.
Yeah, you can be unpretentious.
Unpretentious means 接地气。
Right, yeah.
对吧比如我们前面说的restaurant, 人或者什么你都可以说、这个 you know, this restaurant is totally unpretentious.
Yeah.
比如吃的东西很好吃 it serves great food, but it's not pretentious or it's unpretentious.
Right.
一个人也可以这样形容对吧好前面你还用了一个词叫 sensible. Sensible 是什么意思啊
Sensible means that you do the right thing.
You do the right thing, 就是比较明智吗 Like smart.In the sense that, you know, you don't use inappropriate language, or you know,
It's been a while since I've checked the dictionary, but I always just think sensible and practical are the same things. Like, you can actually do something. We can talk about an idea all day long, but this is something you can actually do.
That's sensible, 就很接地气，对吧？我觉得还有一个就是 very straightforward.很简单很明白、And this is just how you do it. This is how you say it.
Right.
对吧 Straightforward 其实它也有这种就是比较接地气的很符合常理的这个意思啊、Okay, I think、that's a quite complete list. 大家可以用来形容 down to earth, 接地气这个概念啊。那你平时生活中用的比较多的说法是哪些呢大概就是 down to earth. 但现在的听完节目呢也希望你学会了在就是如果不能用 down to earth 的时候啊我们前面教大家其他的词你可以怎么来很好的来正确的使用它们。那如果你想学更多实用有效接地气的英语的话呢除了听我们每周带给大家的双语脱口秀还有更好的一个方法我觉得就是多去听一下我们全英语的会员课程。因为学任何的语言嘛我觉得浸泡在那个语言里面不断的去接触是非常重要的所以呢我们的会员课程就为大家提供了这样一个机会我们每天在发布新课不同的级别但是都是很实用的主题希望能够教会你这些 real world authentic language 接地气的英语好大家可以到我们的微信公众号你在菜单里面会看到我们免费试用的链接然后在试用了以后如果你喜欢想要成为我们的会员呢也可以在微信公众号很轻松的升级学习一年只要629 Okay, thank you for listening 然后也谢谢大家不断给我们这些新节目新课程的创意 Keep them coming 到留言里面来告诉我们 We'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys